Nerds and Turds. Welcome back. It's me, it's Steve, it's him, it's Andy. It's Indies Nuts Podcast, the internet's number one indie gaming news reviews and previews podcast you've never heard of. Hello, welcome, come on in. How you doing, Andy? What's news?
Oh, it's hot, it's sweaty, and I want to talk about games.
It's like
I just want to talk about games.
5 billion degrees.
Dude, I got one of those like phone warnings. Your phone is getting too hot. Because I was holding it in the sun. Like direct sunlight made it like almost explode in my hands.
Interesting.
And I was like, I should seek the shade.
Seek your shade, bro.
Yeah, but like I don't know why people are at work this week. You're lucky you took off for the week, but I was like, there's no one at work, not a single soul.
Yeah. I listen. Vacations are important. I had vacation time. I'm like, you know what? It's already almost fall. I gotta just take this thing and not get screwed. The other one I'll save for Christmas time, and that'll be it. That'll be done. Good times. The only vacation I really took was to go to PAX and to go to Utah. And those were only a couple of days. Those were only like a few days.
Not a full blown like I'll take a full week ish plus.
Yeah, just to like do work. Nothing. You know.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're here to talk about, ladies and gentlemen.
Of course not.
This is all about indie games. It's what we do. Try and do it once a week. Last week was hell on wheels. There were just weddings galore. Both Andy and Matt had weddings, and then Andy pissed out another Bloodstone.
Yes, we got married to each other. And
yes.
A Bloodstone.
Another Bloodstone.
Andy pissed out the Soulstone. He's Diablo now.
It's yes, it's all good stuff. If you want to support us on Patreon, go to patreon.com/dualscreens, just like our Patreon producer, Colton the Apprentice Nestler. We cannot continue to grow without all of yours guys' support. So go over there. $1 gets you into our Discord. You get to hang out with us all day, talk about indie games, big budget games, Xbox, Sony PlayStations, Nintendo's,
Microsoft's,
all kinds of fun music, movies,
shows,
Dungeons and Dragons. Speaking of, I have a brand new Dungeons and Dragons TikTok that I have started that is specifically for Dungeons and Dragons.
Look at you.
Called Batchild DND. Batchild DND.
I'm gonna give you a follow. Second, I get
so
off this.
I'd be thing. Talking about. I'm a first time DM right now. So I've been giving like hints and tips for anybody that's wants to be a first time DM because I'm learning a lot as I go and I don't want people to make either the same mistakes I made. Yes.
Before we go any further.
Yes.
Is this first time DMing like the thing with you and the dudes every week or a separate thing altogether?
So this is our Tuesday game.
Because I think I would love to watch you DM.
Interesting. Well, you were invited to play this game.
So playing is different. Uh-huh. Playing is different. Like I enjoyed watching when Taylor was your DM the last time.
That's our Thursday game.
Yeah, that's your Thursday. But I think I would enjoy watching you as a DM.
Well, we do that in a...
There's a way to watch that in some way.
We do that in a different Discord, which I am not control of. So you're going to have... I'm going to have to let you...
Just let them know if that could be a fly on the wall just for one session.
We'll see. I may just record on my end and just be vaguely
curious. Because I feel like there's a lot of characters you take on as a DM.
Interesting.
From what I gather. And seeing you change your acting and just do all that fun stuff... seems like
lots of voices. I'm doing lots of voices.
Yeah, that's exactly why I want
lots and lots of voices. All right, Andy, let's get into what's new on Dual Screens. What do we got? We haven't had a Dual Screens podcast for like the first time ever this week.
Well, it's a holiday. Monday.
It was a holiday. However,
everyone was like, get back to us after Labor Day.
I have somebody that wants to record with us this weekend. So if you wanted to,
yes,
we can do that.
Yes.
And it's probably for one of the best puzzle games I have ever played in my entire life that can go toe-to-toe with Tetris.
Oof, that's a bold statement.
In our Discord. The creator of the game is in our Discord and was actively looking for playtesters. So I think some of our Discord people were able to play this game before anyone else in the entire world.
Is this like in your list of games for the week?
It is not, because it is not an official. It doesn't have
got it.
The Steam page has not officially launched.
Oh, this is exciting.
It's all amazing stuff. But
this
it's
uncharted territory.
Long-standing friend of mine, and actually of yours as well. Like, you know, Super Anthony very well as well.
Oh, and Anthony! Yes.
But this game, he's finally done it. He's finally done it. He has created something that I could honestly say is going to take the world by storm. Oh my god. He gave me an old build, whatever, and I couldn't.
Is he looking for investors? Is my next question.
Maybe you. all right. So what's going on dual screens? Otherwise,
I wrote something.
You wrote something, but you don't tell me you wrote anything.
So here's the thing, Steven. I'm trying to be good about this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to every Thursday.
Yeah.
Either post a YouTube video for the channel. Or write a piece for the website.
Okay.
And the last 3 weeks I've kind of been okay with it. It's been three straight weeks of me putting either a video with a written piece.
Right.
Sort of like a companion piece of it.
All right.
So I did a little thing. And this kind of ties into what I'm playing this week also.
Okay. We'll slide into that, the Indie Game Adventures. Okay, so we're going to slide into the Indie Game Adventures because what's new on Dual Screens is Andy's been playing Sea of Stars, and he threw a beautiful article on the website for you guys to check out. So, yeah, Sea of Stars, man. Tell me all about it.
So, about that article, there is some light. There's some spoilers. Now, I kept names out, but, you know, if you play the game for more than an hour, you'll probably figure out what the spoiler is. So, anyway, read that article when you're done with the game.
Okay.
Just saying that flat out. Sea of Stars. I think it's, like, my favorite RPG of the year so far.
Interesting.
It's actually also approaching my favorite game of the year.
Now, are you saying that because you are just a... And I say this with nothing but affection.
I know where you're going.
Are you just... a cuck for this whole 16-bit JRPG stuff. God.
That's like the most flawless way of putting it. That is the most appropriate statement. Yes, I cuck for pixels.
Gotcha.
So listen, it doesn't hurt, right? That it looks the way it does.
Right.
Gorgeous, stunning sprites, but full of color and life. That's always a plus in my book. But it's got some amazing writing, which I'll get into soon, but the combat is really fun. So it's very much a Chrono Trigger Mario RPG with you time button presses.
Legend of Dragoon was like that too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you can do like a double swipe
if you hit time
correctly, or if you do it for defending, you take less damage. If you do it during a healing spell, you recover more health back.
Awesome.
So
that's fun.
That's great.
Keeps you engaged, you know?
Yes. There's a system called live mana, which is sort of cool.
Okay.
So live mana, how it works is you normal attacks, these little gems pop out of enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And if you absorb them, it like boosts your attack. So now your attack is either stronger or your spell is stronger or your healing is better. But you can do this three times. So you can boost, you can hit three normal attacks and like nine little gems scatter and you can absorb them all and like it super amplifies your attack. So a lot of strategy, a lot of depth in the combat for a turn-based RPG, which is fantastic. But this game also made me cry, dude. Like, I was, like, legit bawling. So I will just say this from the article, the only slight spoiler. There's a funeral in the game.
Okay. All right. Yep.
And it's, like, a legit five-minute scene. So we're, like, a character in the old days who was, like, flicker and just poof off the screen. There's like an actual procession. There's like a eulogy. There's all these cutscenes, and it's just so beautifully done. And I was caught off guard by it. And I was just like tearing up. I was like, oh my God, it's like legit. We're going to stay here in this moment, in this pain for a good 5 minutes. Let it sit for a bit.
Talk to me about,
let the hurt settle in.
Talk to me a little bit about the, leveling choices and the equipment and all that stuff.
Okay, so the leveling is your typical when you level up. It's a level cap of 30, and you pick stats. You increase your health pool, your mana pool, your physical or magical defense or strength. And let's say you focus on health, for example, it eventually gets out of the rotation. So you're forced to pick a different stat to focus on for the next round. And the gear is, it's very basic FF type gear. You just get better swords, better armor, better capes, better this. But there is a relic system, which I also want to mention, in that, let's say, it makes the game easier. So it will automatically dodge for you or do the timed attacks.
Which is like, very similar to FF16.
Correct, but it's like half as effective. Gotcha. So it helps you, but it's not like to the full potential as if you're doing it yourself.
Gotcha.
There's a relic that lets you auto heal after every battle. So you're not always like resting to cook or to regain your health and all that, and mana and stuff. There's one that lets you get like half off at the local shop. So all the gear is cheaper. And you can turn them on and off at will as you're playing the game. So you can make it easier as you go along, then go back for a challenge when you're, when you're settled into things. You can do like visual cues for the timing strikes, so like you can learn it better. The game's like, cool, so you nailed it on your own, great, so look for this exact moment and you can pull off the timing strike.
Cool.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I love the character designs. I love the monster designs,
and it goes places that was like, dude, these guys, like, they fucking crushed it. But yeah,
the other great thing designs. I really like, and I don't know if this is, you know, true of every battle, but it looks like the battle arenas that you're in are not like recycled so much. You know what I mean? Like everything looks like it's,
oh, it's all on the field.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
awesome. So there's no like, you know, there's no like,
yeah,
it's like
where they are on the field. The fight happens.
Yeah. And you can like surprise attack for that's like cool. do that's some cool. extra damage.
I like
but
that.
It's a lot of fun. Very small party. My only minor gripe is that many attacks. There's like four attacks per character. It's like your two, there's like your basic spell, some like AoE spell, and your ultimate attack. But there's combos like in Chrono Trigger. And there's tons of those. You can you have to find them though, which is like the only caveat. You gotta hunt.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I loved every second of it, and I'm waiting for more, which we're getting.
Awesome.
More of that in the section.
The next game here, because spoilers, I'm only playing Baldur's Gate. I am
correct
close to 100 hours put into my first run of this game, so I'm in it deep. I have so many other games I need to play, but I'm just like, I could either play those for an hour or not do that and just play Baldur's Gate. So it's been a Baldur's Gate week for me. But you also wanted to talk about a game called The Pizza, which we don't have any B-roll for because it's on the YouTubes only. But tell us about The Pizza.
So I came across this game on itch.io last week. It is like a 5-minute, no joke, it's a 5-minute jump scare game.
Oh, good. Good.
It's as if someone based a game on our conversations about
what not
Pine
to do.
Bowl and pizza and took my side.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, so pineapple is the bad guy. Gotcha.
So the gist is you're throwing a party, you order pizza with pineapple on it, shit gets creepy, then the game ends. It's like, it's really short. The full game is on our YouTube channel, so go check it out.
Oh, did you play? Whopping, I didn't know you put that up. Okay. Yeah.
Wow. It's a whopping 5 minutes long. I was like, it's got PS1 graphics. Another weakness of mine, like the sprites, by the way.
Can I, like, guess? So like what happens?
Yeah,
okay. Sure. Cause if you said to me, Steven, I want you to make a game about the horrors of ordering pineapple on pizza. So here's what I would do. The doorbell rings and you get your pizza at this party.
Do you want like this legit watch it? It's a 5-minute that you can watch it and we can have our listeners.
I want them to go to our YouTube channel and watch you play. So go to youtube.com/dualscreenstv, watch it. Okay. But here's what I think it is.
Go ahead.
You're throwing a party. You order pizza. Okay. Sure. Pizza guy brings the pie. You put them all on the counter. You open one. It's pizza. You open the second one. Pepperoni pizza. Awesome. Mm-hmm. You order the third one and you jump back because there's fucking pineapple on this pizza. And you look around and you start questioning everyone. Who the fuck ordered pineapple on pizza? And it becomes like a murder mystery. And then you turn around and one of the slices is gone. And you're like, who took the pineapple slice pizza? And you don't know who did it. But and then you go into and you know the party happens, the slice is still missing, you're looking around, and you go in the back room and people are like, hey, don't go back there, Marty and Cassandra are making out, and you're like, no, they're not making out at my party in my bedroom. So you open it and Marty is dead, just murdered, and there's pizza like sauce everywhere.
Among Us but with pineapple on pizza.
That's right there's just pizza has killed this man, and you go back and you're like, oh my god, Marty is dead, where is Cassandra? They don't know, but there's another slice of pizza missing, and then you're trying to go and find Cassandra, and then you find Cassandra in a and you find nasty pizza guts and pineapple juice coming out of one of your vents for your central AC, and you open it up and Cassandra's head is in there with pizza goo coming out of her face.
Yeah,
that's my pitch for the pizza.
Can someone that's listening now on the stream clip that? I want to send that to the dev of this game and be like, listen, this is not your game in any way, but if you do a part two, we have the premise. We have the gameplay loop. Just consider it.
Yeah, so clip that one out. All right, so the pizza, check that out on itch.io, or you can watch Andy play it for 5 straight minutes on our YouTube channel. Give us some clicks and do all that fun stuff. We do have an indie steal of the week that I wanted to share with everyone. This is actually an entire sale happening right now. It is called the Scottish Game Sale. If you guys want to take a look, I have it crudely clipped out here, but all of these sales from this sale will go to the Glasgow Children's Hospital charity. So I always want to highlight these charity games and stuff like that. So you could go to Steam right now, go to the Scottish Game Sale. It's on the homepage. You could check that out. There's a bunch of games on here. Big Crown Showdown, Void Scraper or Scrappers, Bloons Monkey City is on here. The Reigns Game of Thrones game is on here. Attack of the Earthlings. And if you actually are watching the devs play live, there's a game on here that I wanted to bring to the forefront in our wish list roundup, which is a game called Dungeon Golf. Andy, this game looks real good. It looks so neat, hold on, dude. I want to scroll up here, get this thing all put in there where it needs to go. Okay, so Dungeon Golf, I thought this game looked freaking awesome. Pick your golfer from a roster of wacky fantasy favorites in this mini golf party game. Compete in online and local multiplayer or polish your putt in single player story mode. Whack balls, defeat monsters, and get the upper hand with unique abilities to stay one swing ahead of your opponents. This game is coming out September 18th. And I thought this looked really fun. It's kind of like golf with friends, but like mini golf and with like some powers and dungeons and monsters. Thought that was cool.
I'm like super into like a Minotaur character. Look at this shit. It looks bonkers.
Yeah, it looks really, really fun. And you know what? I like golf. And I especially like, there's something about golf RPGs or golf like battle games. Just golf in video game form could be so much fun.
It's why I love Curse the Golf so much. It's like, it's not a golf game.
Right.
It's a non-golf golf game.
Right.
Which is the best selling point for me. That's how you sell a sports game.
Be a frog and whack it.
It's not about the sport. Great. I'm in. There's like barrels blowing up. There's skeletons playing golf. I love it. What's next?
You can download the demo now if you want to try it. Yeah. You know, I got to do what I got to do, you know?
You got some cool stuff on here.
Indeed. The next one I want to talk about here is a little ditty called High-Rise City, which has a demo out as well. High-Rise City, your city builder, as it were. High-Rise City offers a new spin on city simulations and tycoon games, expanding the economy and resource management aspect. Experience a modern take on the genre enriched with a complex resource-based economy system. This game came out a couple of days ago. It also has a demo. This was on my list for last week when we didn't do a show. It is out now if you want to take a look at it, but you could also download the demo. It has mostly positive reviews on Steam, and recent reviews are mixed right now. I guess this, you know, since it came out to a more populous group of people, more reviews come in, but it looks really cool. It looks like, you know, your SimCity, but it's all about resources, not just necessarily about just money and power and, you know, fuel and stuff like that. It's, there's more mixed in there. Published by Deck 13. So you can check that bad boy out if you'd like. Hi, Ryan City. I'll drop that link in the chat for y'all. What else do we got here? Let's go to one of yours here. Tenebris Somnia.
Ooh, I don't care for the name, like, at all, in any way, shape, or form. Okay. But I'll get over it. But this is like a 2D horror game.
Yeah.
But with live action cutscenes.
Interesting.
Which is a weird combination.
Yeah, that's
like, if you watch it, there's like this little monster thing, a little sprite.
Yeah.
It's like a cut to like a live action thing. And I'm like, this is like so jarring as fuck.
Oh, Andy, I hate it. Oh, I hate it so much. What was that? Oh,
now you know why. If you're not
watching on YouTube or live on twitch.tv/dualscreenstreams, what in God's name was that, Andy?
So there's a demo, and this will be on our channel hopefully by the end of the week or next, for next week's show discussion.
Oh, it's horrifying.
But it's like super Clock Tower, Silent Hill kind of vibe, which I love.
There's
but like
the
live
a,
the live action stuff really got me. It's like, I didn't expect that production value for a game that's just basically like 8-bit sprites.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm so into it. Like, I'm down to fuck with this. Every day of the week.
There is a spider in my room somewhere. I tried to get it with to put it outside, and it jumped. So it's going to be crawling on me at some point. So just to add to the fucking horror that just happened. God. So, Andy, I want to tell you a story.
By the way, a quick segue. You know, I just thought of?
Yes.
You mentioned a spider crawling on you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I watched Cable Guy for the first time in like 1,000 years.
Oh, and the thing.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's scary how I know that script for that movie.
It's a really good script. It's a very good script.
You know what I forgot about that film? The weird, like, Ben Stiller brother murder B plot in that movie?
Yeah.
Totally left my memory.
Also, didn't he direct it?
He did.
Yeah. He was like the Menendez brothers thing.
Yes, yeah. All right, go on.
This is a little side story, and it mm-hmm. ties into Tenebris Somnia.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a child,
mm-hmm.
I had an unrelenting and unreasonable, a violent, violent fear of the Sesame Street Muppet Guy Smiley.
Oh, I've heard of
and
this
And I've
before.
Told this the story before.
You have. You
but
have.
This monster in this game threw me back to Guy Smiley fears. Just the unhinged jaw monster scared the shit out of me, Andy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did a good thing today.
Hate cause... it.
For me, it was, you know, the Animals Band from the Muppets?
Yeah.
The one that was like with the weird one with the long hair.
The Janis Joplin one?
Yes, that one always freaked me the fuck
just
out.
Just with the weird line reason. For eyes.
Yeah, man, no eyes.
She was old.
Just like the that going on. Yeah.
Mm-mm, yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah,
not
I don't, for me. This is just awful. Just awful. Okay. Going to me now because
going
F
back
that
to
noise.
You.
F that whole noise. This one is Asterogues. Got it.
I don't know. You're adding vowels or subtracting consonants?
I couldn't find the word rogues in there for some reason.
Oh, it is there.
Asterogues. It's not
Asterogues.
Asterogues. Anyway, Asterogues. This looks really fun. I like this.
Dude, I just see like, what was it? Enter the Gungeon. And I see like, what was that one recently? Rightfully bare arms.
Yeah.
That's all I see on him when I see this.
Beat up planets in Asterogues, a cosmic bullet hell shoot 'em up hybrid. Yeah. Pick your character from a band of outcasts banished to the asteroid belt, dodge and shoot your way through a brutal onslaught of bullets, and take revenge against the solar system.
Mm.
This is Freedom Games is publishing this
bad boy. Friends of the show.
Friends of the show. And it looks awesome. It actually, the combat and animation and all that gives me Moonlighter vibes.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks really fun.
This is super intense. This is like beyond bullet hell.
Yeah, this is... This gives me, I could see this being an Isaac, being big in the Isaac crowd.
Yes, it's big in the Matt crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a demo now. If you want to play that demo, feel free to get up all up in there. Aster Gabagool. Yes.
But what about those synergies?
What are the synergies? That's what we really need.
That's what we're here for.
We need to know about synergies, ladies and gentlemen.
We want to know all about the synergies.
We need to know about the synergies.
What else you got, Steve?
We're actually going to go now to a game that I thought... I heard of this IP, but I didn't really know anything about it. And the more I'm looking at this game, the more I want to get into the IP, which is a very interesting path to an IP, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Girl Genius Adventures
in Castle.
Heterodrine. Is that right? Is that how you say that?
Heterodyne?
Yeah, so this is apparently Girl Genius is apparently like a graphic novel situation happening.
Oh, okay.
A wonderful
graphic novel, yes. According to the Steam page.
Yes, yes. Fabulous action-adventure game based on the wonderful graphic novel series Girl Genius by authors Phil and Kaja Foglio. This came out a couple of days ago. It also has a demo if you'd like to download that. But it looks like your classic 3D adventure action-adventure platformer type game. But you manipulate like different technologies and robots and whatnot to kind of go through the environment and beat up baddies. I don't know, man. I thought this looked really, really sweet and endearing. And look at her just hammering away and making things.
I just love the whole like, hey, we found the PS2 game, guys, that you didn't play. Yeah. I love the whole look of this thing.
Yeah, very similar. Mm-hmm.
Great facial animation, very expressive.
Yes.
Only 5 reviews. Let's change that. I'm gonna download this demo.
Download the demo. See if you like the game. The game is it. I mean, it's on sale right now for $27. So it's originally $30. So they're putting muscle behind this thing. And typically, when games charge that much, there's something behind it. Mm-hmm. Not to say that cheaply priced games are not as quality, but in our experience, these games kind of fly under the radar. It is self-published by Rain Games, who's also the developer. I love the vibes that this game has. And I looked into the graphic novel a bit, and the vibes are just as pristine over there. So,
all right.
All right. This might be something I want to get into.
Rain Games, you're getting an email. So,
Rain Games.
For that.
All right, Andy. Point. Holston.
Oh my god.
What do you got for me, bud?
Have you seen this book?
More spoopiness.
Oh my god. So
I hate it. Yes,
it's spooky. Yes, it's pixel art.
Okay.
But you have to see what it does, dude. So it's a top-down isometric pixel art horror game.
Yeah.
But then you can like go like a third person mode.
Yeah.
And it's so seamless.
Yeah.
And I'm obsessed.
This looks really good.
And you can rotate the entire room. It's like all rendered and it looks just beautiful.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I cannot get over it.
It's almost like they made the game in 3D and then just pulled the perspective up.
Yes, exactly. Like it looks like a PS1 game, but when you kind of zoom in, you see the pixel art.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And there's a demo, and I'm playing it at some point today. But again, that perspective change when it's like, oh, now you're playing like a third person, Resident Evil type horror game or Alan Wake.
Let's go through the
holy shit.
Psychological survival horror game set in an eerie, isolated 90s Polish town consumed by an ominous presence. Mm. You've come looking for answers, but everyone seems possessed by something foul. Explore the festering town, interrogate locals, and fight ungodly manifestations to get the truth. From Sanka, and also and self-published by Sanka. Yeah, you can get the demo. It's a TB announced release date. But this looks like, this is a brilliant idea for perspective, playing with perspective. It's like a diorama that you can then just pull your camera in right behind the person and just explore that diorama in 3D.
Yeah,
this looks like something made in Dreams. Like, I could see somebody making this in Dreams, you know?
But you could like totally play just like with the isometric view, but you can just the whole like on the fly swapping.
Yeah.
And there's like a little like of a QTE button thing combination to like get out of like holds or.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the look, the vibe, the graphics. It's horror, so yay.
To Andy for this, horror.
This looks great. I love it so much. Cannot wait. Wishlist it, please.
The next on the wish list roundup, I have one more, I think. One more here. It's Planetiles. Planetiles.
Sounds puzzly.
Sounds chill and puzzly. This game is a spherical Tetris-like where you're building planets with tiles. And you're trying to get them to be, to have their synergistic qualities here, putting different
masses together. Oh, wow, look at that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Holy shit.
Like,
is it a town builder? Is it Tetris? Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, it's like everything
kind of... What is a city builder? Holy shit.
It is. It's a city builder, but it has puzzle, like Tetris-like elements where you're kind of just... How you want to build it is up to you, but all these tiles do different things that you're kind of have to be a little bit aware of what they do if you want to create something specific. So Planetiles is a serene city builder about crafting natural habitats on remote planets. Create a space haven, protect it from natural disasters, and evolve your world while completing challenging quests. Craft unique biomes and unlock exciting bonuses and new tile types. This is coming soon. There is a demo up there for you. This is from Mythic Owl is developing it, and the Iterative Collective is publishing it.
I knew that name sounded familiar, Mythic Owl.
Mm-hmm.
They're the developer of Harmony's Odyssey, who was part of our showcase last year.
Yep.
And I'm like, quality dev? All right.
Yeah. So if you look here on the screen on that the I have paused on here, so you got a rainforest tile. Every new forest will add two new tiles instead of one. Castle, all new castles will allow to exchange the current and the next chunk 20 times. So there's all kinds of different tiles that you can use to make changes to your biome and also, I don't know. I think that this kind of game is just, it's always fun to chill and build cities, but like when you add some puzzle elements to it, I think that or not just puzzle, but like some challenge to it. Because some of those games become a little bit too one note. Like, what am I doing? All right, I'm booting this thing up. I'm going to build a town to do what? Like, what's the goal here? To just relax, that's fine. But not something I'm looking to do at my computer playing, you know, opening up Steam. I'm going to want something to be more engaging. And I think that this kind of marries the two pretty well. So we'll see. We'll see what that's all about. It's coming soon.
It's great, though.
Demo,
I'm so into it.
Demo is out now. All right, so that's going to take us into the indie news report, where we have a bunch of stuff that we're going to want to talk about today. Andy, hit us up with our first story.
Pizza Possum, which is a game based on my life, in case you were wondering.
Our second pizza game of the show.
That's true. It's coming out September 28th. Now, for those who don't know, this is a game where you play as a garbage rat and you eat food, and the objective is to eat a giant fish at the end of the level to claim victory. And you have to do it all sneaky while police cops hunt you down.
Yep.
You can like hide in bushes or throw bones or wear doggy masks to evade them. Super chill. ultra minimalistic, great vibes. Get it. Friend of the show, also, by the way.
Yes, indeed. We've played the game. We've had a great time discussing the game. And if you've been paying attention to Indies Nuts podcast, you've heard about Pizza Possum. Coming out September 28th. So
yeah,
this is all release dates going nuts. Another former friend of the show, or current former guest, current friend.
They're not our friend anymore.
Yeah, no, they hate us. Axolotl gets a September release date as well, coming on September 14th.
That's around the corner.
Right around the corner. This is that twin stick roguelike shoot 'em up.
Games we love to promote on this show.
Yes, yes. Game looks dope. A lot has changed since the last time we saw it. Way more enemies, way more customization. Weapons look absolutely bonkers.
More bullets, more hell.
More bullets and more hell and more axolotls. Because that was like one of the whole things. Like you rescue like little axolotl things and you build like an axolotl haven for them. So pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. What else do we got? We have... Oh, so this was interesting, Andy. Why don't you tell us about what's going on with one of my favorite first-person shooters of the PS3 era of gaming.
One of my favorites too. Indeed. So last week, some guy on Twitter just randomly had a thought in his brain, and he said, "I've been having an urge to play The Darkness again, but I don't feel like booting up or turning on my PS3. Can somebody please remaster and port this to PC sometime?" And then, friend of the show.
Yes, more friends of our show. Yes.
CEO of Night Dive Studios and director of one of my favorite remakes of all time, System Shock, chimed in and said, "It's on the list." Now, for those who don't know, Night Dive, I think, is single-handedly owning the game preservation space between Turok and like Shadow Man. They're buying up all these rights to old shit and bringing them back for us to enjoy. And it looks like one of our favorite games, The Darkness, based on one of my favorite comic books of all time, set in the Witchblade universe, another great comic book franchise, is coming back. And this game is so much fun. Part 2 was kind of...
Part 2 was a little iffy.
It wasn't as gritty as Part 1 was.
Yeah.
Like, the first we like really like embody the whole Darkness, like... theme, the aesthetic.
That was
look.
Danzig, right? Danzig did the voice.
Yeah.
So, that was like a weird time
for
Danzig.
Yeah, man.
It was like he was on Aqua Teen Hunger Force a bunch of times, and then he's...
Why the
and
fuck
then this
was
game
Danzig?
Kind of...
Like,
I don't know,
wouldn't
man.
You?
I don't
it's
know,
It's so
man.
Danzig of him to do that. It's the most Danzig thing ever to do that. But yeah, that's coming at some point, and I am very excited about that.
And so. Indie game adventure of the week here, Sea of Stars, is in the news. $250,000 in sales.
This is notable for one huge reason. For a game that launched day one on Game Pass and PlayStation Plus, to rack up these many sales in a week, $250,000, is sort of amazing. Now, there was a question posed to us a while back on a show long past by Taylor about the pedigree of a Larian type indie studio. Like, who is the best among the indie scene? And I was thinking Sabotage Games, who did The Messenger. It was their first game. And I was like, let's see how Sea of Stars pans out before I can give them that, like, yeah, you did it. You nailed it. And seeing this game sell so well, be so well received commercially and critically, I think they're there. They're a great team. They know what they're doing. They've gone from a 2D Metroidvania to a classic turn-based RPG like they've been doing it for years. Like, their understanding of retro genres is unparalleled. And to see this game sell so well in a week gives me hope for humanity, that games like this have an audience. And especially when you're not getting it for free.
You know, it's
still shelled out the money for it.
It's just like what's remarkable about it to me is that the biggest RPG maker, mm-hmm. arguably on the planet, Square Enix, mm-hmm. who was known for these things, mm-hmm. ostensibly gave up on this genre.
And
because they thought it just doesn't sell. And meanwhile, you know, this thing is selling 250,000 and also being given out for free. And it's like, yeah, you're like Final Fantasy. When your budget for Final Fantasy is millions and millions of dollars, and it's going to be hard to recuperate that, but you don't have mm-hmm. to do that. Like, they could go back to basics and give us 16, you know, or well, pixel art
listen,
style JRPGs.
On another note of sales, like those pixel remaster games, they just surpassed like 3 million sales.
Right.
So people, I mean, that was nostalgia driven, but so is this.
Right.
In a lot of ways.
And Octopath, you know, and,
yeah.
and all that stuff. So, like, there's...
I don't know, man. I feel like
yeah.
you can do a Tactics again
yeah.
in this style and sell it. You could do, like, a little offshoot Final Fantasy.
I want a Final Fantasy style. CRPG. That's what I want.
Oh, my God.
Now that I'm just
I can't
fully
even imagine
bathing
what
in
that
Baldur's
would look
Gate
like.
3.
Holy shit.
You know, just a Final Fantasy set in the Ivaris.
I can only get so erect.
Universe.
Too much for me right now.
I think that would be dope. But there's also going to be some DLC, Andy.
Yeah, so that was part of the Kickstarter, I believe. But they're like, hey, yeah, it's coming. So get ready for it. And this is actually, it ties into The Messenger. It's like a prequel. So it kind of, they're kind of like unifying. It's like a shared universe.
Oh, they had to do that, huh?
Yeah, right. Why not? It's fun.
Yeah, I guess.
Why not? It's fun.
It's a little
it's
played.
Fun.
A little played.
It's fun.
Speaking of played. You know we're not going to be played, Ding? We ain't playing Replaced.
Oh, this hurt me a little bit.
Nah,
a
I
lot
mean,
of it, actually.
I don't know. I don't. These things don't
Have you seen the
me
game?
Anymore.
Have you seen the game?
I've seen. Yeah, I looked into it a little bit. But, I mean, it looks cool.
Again, these are always bittersweet for me. Because I feel like, yes, take all the time you want. It's fine. You know, what did Miyamoto say? What the fuck quote?
It's better to, it's
launch.
Better to take your
it sucks.
Time, put out something great.
Yeah, shit off the pot. Yeah.
So yeah.
Which is not really a quote.
Replaced is delayed until 2024. Here at Sad Cat, we would like to address the release date shift of Replaced.
Steven's a sad cat.
First of all, we have to admit game development is hard. It's also rewarding in its own right, but mostly it's just hard.
Stop it.
Thank
you.
Listen,
for that.
The game's getting delayed. It's hard to make games, and they want to make the best game they can. So it's okay.
You know what I feel like people should say? It's like, you know, Skull and Bones, it won't be like that, but still delayed.
Skull and Bones.
It won't be like 20 years in the making, which again, I know it's on Indie News, but like the third director just left the project like the other day. I was reading.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
I can't even with that game.
Dang.
I don't understand.
We do want to mention this was thrown in our Discord earlier. I think it was
today. Dude, this was neat.
The Monster Taming Direct.
Holy shit.
An entire gaming showcase dedicated to monster taming games. The
Oh my God.
The Pokemon-like genre.
This was so cool.
And Eternal Exodus was on there with an update, and that's pretty cool. I skimmed through it. I did not. It's an hour long, so check that out.
It's like 30 plus games on that list.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. But if
there's
you
some stuff that's out,
throw in your YouTube Monster Taming Direct, and you'll find this out there. A VTuber hosted it. I don't know. I need to. Look
I love
into
it,
this.
Man. I love it so much. Can we do like a direct, but it's like a niche genre. Let's do a bullet hell direct.
Let's no,
like
no,
an
no.
auto
let's
survivor
do,
direct.
Let's do a
I will seriously
food and gaming direct.
Oh my God, I'll put it together.
Yeah, it'll be all
I'm
food
so gonna
games.
Put it together. The headliner is Pizza Possum.
Pizza Possum, the pizza, you know,
the
we'll get everything in there.
We'll do it all, baby.
The pizza to the big ziti slicing or whatever. Something like that.
The Zeta-ing.
Our final little story here is Andy, you know what? Why don't you take this one?
I didn't even see this. Did Matt put this on here last week?
Matt might have put this on there last week. So Panic Yes, I do remember this. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so Panic had their first developer showcase. And there's not a ton going on here, so we could go through them really quickly.
We could.
Yes, they showed a game called Arco. It comes from an internal an international team of developers, artists, and storytellers. It's a tactical action game that pits regular people against an all-powerful corporate gang. So you can check that one out. There's also, wait, where are we? Scroll. Thank Goodness You're Here, which is fucking wackadoo.
Mm-hmm.
Look up this game because I have no idea what's happening. It's a game from Cole Supper that'll be out on PC sometime in 2024. It's billed as a comedic slap former. By the way, The Verge wrote this article.
What is happening in this trailer?
It is bonkers what's happening in this. I'm going to actually put a link to this entire write-up from The Verge in our chat, because you got to see this stuff to really understand it. There's also Nor Play With Your Food, which is weird, where you just slap food together on a thing and it's all about physics, and it's realistic looking food that you just slap everywhere. Just looks just chill and bizarre. Again, another thing that just looks like it was like made in dreams, and people just loved it. Despelote, Andy?
Despelote
looks insane to me. It's a game about growing up in Ecuador during the time where Ecuador made the World Cup tournament, and you're a kid growing up in that time, and the art style of this game is bonkers. It's almost like it's like a black and white hand drawn 2D in a 3D world.
Someone took a Game Boy camera and made a video game out of that filter.
That's what it looks like. Yeah, I mean, it looks so weird. But check that out. And then the last one on here was Time Flies, where you play a fly, and you have your life. It's like a doom clock, where your life clock is ticking down, and you're just trying to do things on this fly's bucket list. Whether that's like, you know, go to the light or eat a fucking strawberry.
Being in a museum and you're on an electric wheelchair and you're pushing statues into one another to make them kiss.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What? Yep,
that's correct.
Fuck.
That's all correct.
What in the flying fuck, I should say.
Those are all things that happen. Correct. Correct.
All right.
I don't know how old these Kickstarters are that in here. Okay, so yeah, we're good. So our Kickstarter of the week, ladies and germs, is called Critter. K-R-I-T-T-E-R. We'll throw that in the chat for you. Critter is a top-down roguelike game with hack and slash mechanics in solo or online cooperative mode, fight against hordes of enemies. They have reached their goal. With 75 backers, they have 21 days to go. Their goal was very modest. It was only $2,682 dues. It's an action roguelike about a spaceship scouting the universe to find a new home for humanity. The spaceship is called M-Ark, and you will have to defend it at all costs. That sounds fun. So they got their game funded. They have cosmetics on here as stretch goals. They have a new class of character on as a stretch goal. All kinds of fun stuff here for you to unlock. It looks a little bit like Among Us in its style, but you shooty and you do boom booms and you level up, gather materials, customize your little bot. Influences are Overcooked, Hades, Portal 2, Hordes, They Are Billions, and The Last Spell, and Pikmin.
That's a strong inspiration list. I haven't heard about They Are Billions in a long ass time.
Right. We have another Kickstarter of the week, so it's Kickstarters of the week.
Heyo.
This one's Autoforge, 2D Automation Sandbox. This has doubled its goal with 286 backers and raised over $10,000. It has less than a week to go. Let's see what this is all about. Autoforge is a 2D sandbox magic-powered factory builder. You'll build an expansive automated factory starting from the simplest of operations that soon reaches up to the sky and deep into the ground. Unlock and explore regions of a vast world filled with wonder and danger. Upgrade yourself with ancient technologies and then defend it all from the unfriendly inhabitants of the world. Looks really cool, actually. I don't think this is my type of game. Just keeping track of like automation and all that stuff. Just
it's got like side scrolly like hacky slash things going on.
Yeah,
like jump and shoot things. And there's like some towers and like the defense also of like your little base.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
There's a lot of things going on. I'm into it.
Yeah. And that's it. That's gonna bring us to the end of this beautiful show.
We did a show.
Yeah.
We did a very good show today.
Is there anything else you want to add?
I love you. So much.
I love you too. I do. There's a lot of love here on
so much love.
Indies Nuts Podcast. But yes, that's gonna bring us to the end. There's nothing in our mailbag this week. So remember to check us out on Patreon if you like what you see, become a patron. It's only $1. All different tiers for you to choose from. You get into our VIP Discord, hang out with an awesome group of people. You can check us out on Twitter. We're twitter.com/dual_screens. You can go to our website, dualscreens.com, and all that fun stuff. You can follow me on my Batchild. Again, I have, or Batchild 27, I have a new TikTok that you guys can check out. It's a D&D TikTok. I mentioned it at the top of the show. It's Batchild D&D on TikTok. I would appreciate it if you go there and take a listen. Andy is at Pants Guy on the Twitter space, or X as it's called now. I hate that it's called X. What a terrible name.
What are the things called, though? The things you make? Is it still a tweet?
They're called Give It To Yous.
Okay,
is X gonna give it to you?
<That's> goodbye.
Yes. Thank you, listeners.
Not all right. I'm leaving.
Thank you, viewers. Thank you, Andy. And
as always,
please be excellent to each other.